This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising him always, and we request praises and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To my brothers and sisters in Islam, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh. I greet you with the greetings of Islam and peace and the greetings of the people of paradise, and welcome you all to episode number 5 of our short Dhul Hijjah series together titled Hajj and the Family: Common Foundations, brought to you courtesy of the Islamic Council of Europe. For today's episode, brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to expand on a small point, nonetheless important point, that we discussed in our last session. That session was an episode was dedicated towards the importance of the family unit having a selfless project for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we took that idea from how Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam built the Kaaba together. And then I highlighted what Allah told us in the Quran, that as they went through this project, they made dua to Allah collectively and said, "Oh, our Lord, accept from us our deeds, accept from us this action." And this is going to be the focus of today's episode. No doubt it has to be dua. Dua, brothers and sisters in Islam. Why? Because, brothers and sisters in Islam, the Hajj is all about dua. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Hajj Arafah." If I can eloquently translate the statement, he is saying there's nothing about Hajj except Arafah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's nothing about Arafah except dua. Right? Dua is the main aspect of Arafah, where you have this wukuf, from midday till sunset, you bring yourself together with all your might and all your ability, and you beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his forgiveness, and you seek from him his bounties subhanahu wa ta'ala upon yourself and your loved ones and the ummah at large. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proud of his slaves on that day, that despite their tiredness and difficulty, they are exerting this effort, asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, is the essence of all of worship, and it is the weapon of a believer. And as the pious before us used to say, brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want Allah to speak to you, read the Quran, and if you want to speak to Allah, make dua, subhanallah. Now, along with this, dua has to be pivotal, because really, brothers and sisters in Islam, all success, all transformation, right, everything amazing, that journey begins where? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you want to achieve, that journey begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we have the self-help industry worth billions, and self-help gurus popping up a dime a dozen, subhanallah, right? And they talk about success, and they talk about progress, and they talk about transformation, and they talk about being the best that you can be. But do they ask you to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rabbul izzati wal jalal al-wahidul qahhar. How can you be successful if your journey doesn't start with the source of perfection? For Allah is As-Salam. Allah is As-Salam. He is the perfect one, and from who all perfection stems from, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And that's what Allah says in the Quran, in terms of those who want to be purified and they want to progress and be transformed and have greater iman and so on and so forth. Allah says, بَلِلَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَى. In another verse, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَى. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَى. But it is Allah who purifies whom he wills. That's the source of purification. Nay, it is Allah who purifies whom he wills, in another verse, because Allah is the source of purification. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. But it is Allah who made iman beloved to you and beautified it to you and in your hearts. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ. And it is Allah who made sinning and immorality and disobedience hated to you and hated in your hearts. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want to have an amazing family unit, we have to be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting with the parents, and they be role models for the children, and the children grow up seeing their parents turning to Allah, begging from Allah, so the children recognize from an early age, subhanallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power, no might except from Allah. If we want success, we have to do what we saw our parents doing, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not forgetting as well, brothers and sisters in Islam, subhanallah, how powerful the dua of a parent is for his or her child, and how powerful the dua of a husband is for his wife, and a wife for her husband, subhanallah. Right? So we all want to have togetherness, we all want to have unity, we all want to have love And we want all these values to increase so that this family is not a family for life, but a family for a lifetime. A family that yearns to be together in Jannah after they pass away, and a family that has individuals that miss each other after each member passes away. It starts with dua, brothers and sisters in Islam. And we see, subhanAllah, du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salam revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa salam. In fact, we have an entire surah in the Quran named after Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions many of the du'as of Ibrahim from them. Ibrahim alayhi salam saying, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Subhanallah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says, when Ibrahim made dua, he turned to Allah and said, oh my Lord, subhanallah, oh my Lord, اجعل هذا البلد, make Mecca آمِنًا, a place of safety, a place of serenity, make it a sanctuary. And then he says, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him and his children from worshipping idols. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And then he also says, رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. Subhanallah. He says, Oh my Lord, la ilaha illallah, make me from amongst those who pray, and my children from amongst those who observe the salah and are dedicated upon salah. La ilaha illallah. These are just some of the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the point, brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to be making a lot of du'a for our well-being and the well-being of our families. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah, we say, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. As Allah reveals at the end of Surah Al-Furqan, right? At the beginning of the 20th juz, right? So we make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, grant me from my spouse and my children the coolness of my eyes. The coolness of my eyes. When I look at them, subhanAllah, I feel peace, I feel serenity, I feel happiness, right? وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Subhanallah. And make us to the believers leaders. And honestly, if you contemplate over this, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the first part of the dua dedicated towards having a strong family unit, and then the second part of the dua dedicated towards being a leader to the believers. This teaches us, brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want to be beneficial to the leaders, beneficial to the ummah, leaders to the ummah, it starts by raising a home upon the mandates of Qala Allah, Qala Rasul. Upon the mandates of what Allah has revealed and what His Rasul has taught, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Raising a home that has family members beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Family members that will be a solution for humanity. Raising children who will be amazing husbands tomorrow, amazing wives tomorrow, amazing parents tomorrow, amazing members of society tomorrow. Not a burden upon the ulama of tomorrow. Don't raise a son that will abuse his wife, or a daughter that will abuse her role as a mother and a wife. Subhanallah. And then they will in turn raise children who will be even worse than they were. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Don't be that, brothers and sisters in Islam. Right? Be a solution for humanity by raising children that will also be the coolness of the imams and mashayikh's eyes in that generation. That when these imams and mashayikh and leaders look to your children when they're older, they will say, subhanallah, we wish we had millions of them, because they are a means, they are a solution for humanity. And let's not forget that getting to that stage begins with the dua. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verse in Surah Al-Furqan, when he highlights to us the importance of the family unit in terms of us being leaders to humanity, he starts off that whole process by teaching us of the dua. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ. Oh Allah, bless us with wives and children, with spouses and children, who will be the coolness of our eyes. I leave you with these words. And until next time, Salamu Allahi Alaikum.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد